The reason why habits are so hard to form is because, again, your brain's trying to be the record of the past, conserve energy, and it wants to just do the things that you always have done, because those neural pathways in your brain are the least path of resistance. They're the easiest to go down because you've done it so many times.
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast. Guys, it's just myself, Trevor Cowley today. Kel's in Arizona, doing kind of a pop-up meetup thing with Ryan Stueman. Obviously, we've done business with him for many, many years, and he's one of our mentors, as you guys have heard over the course of the last 2 or 3 years on our podcasts. And so sometimes we're able to divide and conquer and be in two places at once, and this is one of those situations. Guys, today is going to be somewhat short. It's going to be somewhat sweet, and it's going to be somewhat aggressive. I will tell you that right now, just to prep you for it going into it. That's just kind of where my mindset is at this point. So far this year, you know, I did 75 hard in the first 75 days of this year. Kind of, again, check that off. You know, and sometimes I think that we actually go through the motions more so than we should. And this time doing 75 hard made me realize that. The first time that I did it, I was kind of going through the motions, just checking off the boxes, almost just to say that I did it. You know, in some cases, companies set up core values just because other people say to do it. Some people literally wake up at 4:30 in the morning because somebody hyper successful told that individual to do it. Some people are trying to start reading because somebody hyper successful told them to do it. The question is what really works for you? You obviously know what works for other people, and the idea is to extract lessons from other people's experiences, no doubt. So I'm not telling you to do that, but here's the problem with the success space. Here's my morning routine. I do this, 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 and this. And so a lot of successful, hyper successful people have 4, 5, 6, 7 different things that they check off their list every single morning that they wake up. But most of these individuals have been at it for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years. They've been at it for a long, long time. And the reason why I tell you that is because there's a lot of young entrepreneurs listening to this podcast. I would guess the majority of our listeners probably haven't been in business for over 10 years. I would guess they're anywhere from the 1 to 6 year mark, maybe 8 maximum, somewhere around there. Obviously, there's exceptions to the rule. I'm sure there's people that don't even own a business that listen to the podcast. And I'm sure that there's some people that own businesses that make millions and millions of dollars that listen to the podcast. But I'm talking to the individuals that are really trying to figure themselves out right now. In other words, you don't know what to do for you, so you go out into the marketplace, in other words, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and you follow gurus or successful people, and you're trying to copy and paste. Okay, they do this, so let's add that. They do that, let's add that. And really, you're setting yourself up for failure by doing that, because most people are trying to add way too much, way too soon. You want to go from zero to hero. You want to go from waking up at 8 a.m. every single morning to 4:30, to then meditate, to then read, then write down your gratitude things for the day. You know, like, you're literally, again, just trying to do these things to check off the boxes because that's what other people tell you to do. But are you really tuning into yourself? Are you really actually creating a routine that's right for you by listening to yourself and listening to your body? And if you want the highest probability of success in being successful at adding that new item to your routine, the only way to do it is just doing that. Add one new item to your routine at a time. Do not overwhelm your brain or your mind and overstimulate it with 3 or 4 extra things that it needs to do per day that it's never ever done before, because you're setting yourself up for failure that way. It's too big of a change too quick. If you know anything about the brain is an energy conserving mechanism or device or machine or whatever the hell you want to call it. Its job is to make sure that it's conserving as much energy as it possibly can in every single moment. Why? Why it does that is for the purpose of what? so that it can retain as much information as it possibly can, keep all the memories. But again, there's only so much that the mind can do. And so it tries to go the least path of resistance on autopilot so that it can retain a lot of the information that you've learned over the years, right? It's just trying to save room, so to speak, okay? But how your mind actually works is if you put the same thing in front of it for a long enough period of time, you're going to have to go against your brain at first. So let's say, for instance, I'm an individual that wakes up at 8 a.m. every single morning and I want to now be successful. So I'm listening to these people. They say, I do this, this, this. And again, the idea is to put the lab coat on and figure out what works for you. Yes, 4:30 in the morning might work for this person. Maybe you're a 5:30 person. Maybe you're a 6:30 person. Maybe you're a 7 o'clock a.m. type person. Okay? So figure out what you are. Maybe you go from 8 a.m. every single morning to 6:30 and you add one new thing into your routine, exercising or reading or whatever it is. And then when you want to add another one, wake up 30 minutes earlier or an hour earlier. Buy yourself the time by waking up earlier, but adding one new thing at a time. You're going to put yourself in a lot higher probability of success by incorporating one new habit, making that thing an actual habit that your mind wants to do every single day regardless, then you add a new habit. The reason why habits are so hard to form is because, again, your brain's trying to be the record of the past, conserve energy, and it wants to just do the things that you always have done because those neural pathways in your brain are the least path of resistance. They're the easiest to go down because you've done it so many times. It's like somebody walking a trail. If they walk that trail so many times over and over and over, that trail gets wider and wider and wider. The first person that walked a trail, you probably didn't even know a person walked that trail. Maybe even the second, the 10th, the 20th, the 50th. But hundreds of times over, people walking that exact same trail, it starts opening itself up and it makes it very clear that that's the easiest pathway through the forest. That's what you have to do in your mind. You have to walk that path so many times over to where it eventually opens itself up. And that is the easiest path for your brain to go down. It is now easier for your brain to wake up at 6:30 and go exercise than it is to sleep in. I went through that this morning. I worked out 3 times just yesterday. Got up this morning, was completely exhausted. I couldn't go back to sleep. My body wanted to go to the gym at the normal time that it goes to the gym every single day. And consistency is super important with all this stuff, guys. You're not seeing the results that you want to see in life is because your fucking consistency isn't consistent. You think 3 to 5 days a week is consistent. You think 4 or 5 days is consistent. 6 days is consistent. 7 days a week is fucking consistent. It's every fucking day. If it's meaningful enough to you, make it a priority. Carve out time in your day. Let's talk about time for a second. The reason why mine's so valuable is because I value it. The reason why your time is not valuable is because you do not value it. How do I know? Look at what you're doing with your free time. What are you doing the moment that you have a free moment? You're relaxing. You're taking it easy. You're finding comfort. To me, it looks as though that comforts and ease is the priority based upon what I see you do with your free time. And so at the end of the day, make sure whatever you say is important to you, that you're carving out time to fill up that bucket. Moving my body is important to me. So I do it every single day that I wake up and I take a walk with my son every single night that I get home. That makes a deposit in my family bucket. And it creates a deposit in my fitness bucket. I didn't watch one fucking March Madness basketball game. Not fucking one. And I didn't tune into ESPN to see what happened. At all. Not even the championship game. And I'm not saying that to beat you down. That's not what it's about. But you have to decide really what's truly important to you. Is the fucking NCAA March Madness college basketball the most important thing to you in your life at this moment? And if it is, sit your fucking ass on the couch and watch it. But if you're telling me your finances is the most important thing to you or your family's the most important thing to you, and then you fuck off your time, that's why your time's not valuable. That's why you get paid what you get paid. I get paid what I get paid because in my free time, I'm investing into myself. I'm creating a better, more valuable individual the moment that I have free time. I get up every single day at the exact same fucking time, like clockwork. I drink the exact same amount of water all year, like clockwork. I read the same amount of pages every day, like clockwork. I do my second workout, like clockwork. I have routines that circle around the things that are priorities in my life. Are you doing the same? Or do you say your family's a priority, your faith is a priority, your fitness, your finances? Fucking off looks like it's your priority. Because based on what it looks like from the outside, that's all you're doing is you're bitching, you're complaining. And any time that you have an opportunity to take your foot off the gas, in other words, find ease and comfort, you fucking take that lane like that. Quit acting like you want it. Start showing motherfuckers that you want it through your actions, through your habits, through your routines. Start filling up the buckets that you say that are important to you. The NCAA championship don't fucking matter in 10 years or in 15 years or in 20 years. Guess what does? My fitness, my finances, my family, my faith. Those are areas that I can invest in that I'll always get a return from. And it'll serve me in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and 40 years. I'm making deposits in those buckets. Quit making deposits in buckets that won't have any fucking meaning in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 10 years, 20 years. You've got one fucking life, and every single moment that you can, you try to clock out. When the fuck are you going to take it serious? That's the question you need to ask yourself. You've been lying to yourself long enough. Is it time to have an honest conversation with yourself and say, holy shit, dude, or oh my God, I give myself credit when I don't even deserve it. Why do I do that? Psychology. Your brain is giving yourself credit so that it doesn't feel so bad for fucking off. It's giving you an excuse to not do that thing that you should be doing. Do you notice every time that you bitch out, you hang your hat on something that your brain sold you? An excuse that you're too tired. You've done good recently. Take a break. Pull back. And finally, when it sells that excuse that's valid enough for you, you hang your hat on it. And you bitch out. That's what fucking happens. I told you this episode was going to be aggressive. It was going to be assertive. It just is what it is. And this isn't coming from an angry or hateful place. This is coming from a very honest and loving place. You are not living up to your truest potential. You know that, and I know that. The question is, when will you? And I'll leave it with that. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It's time to chew on some shit and really figure out what's important to you. Love each and every one of you. Appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks for tuning in for another week. It's your time to go. Guys, kick ass. We'll see you next Tuesday.